is garlic actually toxic to our dogs and cats? Or is it one of those superfoods that they've been missing out on? I'm Bryce with the BK Pets. Let's get into it.
The topic that we're talking about today is one of these kind of pet care myths that is so pervasive that is like all over the place. I come from a family of veterinarians, and I had to bring some research to my brother and say, hey, I've heard you say this, repeat this rumor that garlic is toxic to dogs. And I wanted you to check out this research and really see for yourself, like what is behind this rumor? Because there is some, it came from kind of one study. Yes,
like a lot of this stuff does.
A singular study.
Yeah. So much of the stuff just comes from one single thing that, you know, especially studies done a long time ago. I feel like we've learned a lot in how to conduct studies and how to perform them properly. And they kind of take this one idea and just run rampant with it.
Well, and it feels like we never get the full story either. Yeah. It's like there was a study and they found garlic is toxic to dogs.
And that's it.
That's
just a blanket statement.
Nothing more to it. And it's like,
there's definitely more to it.
And we're learning as a culture, I think, to not just trust these like gotcha headlines, but it feels like a lot of what we have come to take as fact, especially in pet care, is that kind of gotcha journalism, like garlic is toxic to dogs. So can you kind of take us through and describe what this study found and how they, what they did to come to that conclusion?
Yeah, totally. So basically, I think it was about 23 years ago, there was this study on dogs and they were trying to see if garlic was actually toxic. And so they decided to use garlic extract, which is a extremely concentrated form of garlic. And so they were basically giving these dogs the equivalent of 20 to 40 cloves per day of garlic. But here's the kicker. They were afraid that it was going to cause hemolytic anemia, which is basically the red blood cells not being able to replenish as fast as they are destroyed.
And that's what onions do.
Exactly. Right. Yes. And so there's a compound in garlic, in onions, in the allium family called thiosulfates. And that's really what the big thing is. Mm. So they did this study. They fed these dogs an obscene amount of garlic, and we'll get into the proper dosage later on.
Sure.
And what they found was these dogs did not develop hemolytic anemia. Hmm. They developed slightly lower levels of red blood cells, which if, you know, left untreated could eventually get to there. But I kind of tell people this, like, that is, as we'll find out later, that's many, many times more than the recommended dosage.
And if much water.
Yeah, if you feed water at the same excess, you're going to run into issues.
Yep.
And no
yep.
one would say water is toxic.
Yeah.
So yeah, 23 years ago, this one study was conducted that kind of is the root of all of this information now.
Yeah, it's so common, unfortunately. And there have been similar studies done in the cannabis world where, for instance, a company called GW Pharma, they released this statement that said that CBD causes liver damage. And then the FDA took that information and kind of spun it out everywhere. And it is such a similar thing where they don't give you the whole picture in this headline that they released.
Yeah.
But what that study did is they were studying their product, which is called Epidiolex. It is a CBD isolate. So it is not a full spectrum whole plant extract like what we advocate for that has not only CBD, but THC and a number of other beneficial compounds that balance each other out. Mm-hmm. They were looking at this one isolated extract. And then on top of that, not only is it not the full plant medicine, they're using it at astronomical doses.
Yeah.
So similar, like thousands of milligrams, where we would only ever recommend to the average pet between 10 and 40.
Exactly.
And so it really is just, it's bad science.
Yes.
And kind of people really are just kind of triggered by it.
Yeah.
And so they latch onto it and they remember it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think that, like, right what you said, dosage is everything here.
Right.
There are certain foods out there that are definitely toxic to our animals.
Yep.
But it's a lot smaller list than many people
right.
realize. And
right.
so I think that's definitely one of the important things to remember. So, you know, with the garlic study, the reason why we still advocate for it, because, you know, this one study did find slight blood level changes, but again, it was an astronomical amount. The same researchers go on over the next two decades and perform two more studies, not only showing the safety of garlic, but also the efficacy of garlic for cardiovascular health, for immune health, all these different things.
Wow.
The same researchers. And that's what science is. Science is saying, hey, we found out something. We're going to keep testing it. Now we found out more information, and we were actually wrong.
Yeah.
But no one, no one talks about those two new studies. I mean, the people here do, but not outside these walls.
That's amazing. So, can you talk a little bit more about some of the other benefits of garlic?
Yes. Absolutely.
Because there are so many. I mean, for ourselves and our pets.
Absolutely. You know, it's an antimicrobial, antibacterial. It's got so many different properties. But one of the things that I think a lot of people don't realize is it's a natural flea and tick repellent. Mm. So, you know, this is a whole different topic, but your conventional flea and tick medications oftentimes don't actually repel fleas and ticks.
Right.
They're still going to latch on. You're just basically
just killing them.
You're just injecting your dog with, you know, a neurotoxin, a pesticide, so that when they do actually bite, they're going to die. And, you know, I'm going to ask you this. You go outside a lot. You've been around bugs. Have you ever thought of pumping yourself with a neurotoxin?
Yeah.
Or do you just, like, spray some stuff on?
It's not super logical.
Yeah, exactly.
But I do eat enough garlic that I probably
am
naturally repellent.
Yep, an absolute vampire. I love
that. And dates.
Yes.
No insects nor dates coming here.
But the general premise is, with garlic, we are kind of feeding our dogs foods so that they stink to bugs and stuff.
Right.
You know, and like, I personally don't think garlic stinks. I absolutely love it. But these bugs, these pesticides, it reeks to them and they don't want to kind of latch on.
Right.
And so what we tell people, you know, garlic is not an end-all be-all. If you live in the deep south, we're not saying garlic is going to stop all fleas and ticks.
Yeah.
But it can be part of the prevention process.
But to the kind of the inverse of that is, like, when you're, I've learned that when you're feeding these animals high carb, these basically sugar-rich diets of all these corn, that is attractive to all these insects.
Yes.
So, so you can kind of come at that from many angles.
Yep. So adding in garlic and just kind of like what you said, adding in more whole foods in general. But garlic is so fantastic. And there's definitely some specific ways you want your animals to consume it, though. So we don't ever recommend garlic powder. Not because it's necessarily toxic, but because you're not going to get those benefits that we've been talking about today.
Right.
From garlic powder. It's been processed. The heat kind of destroys some of those nutrients.
Absolutely. It's the same reason that we're advocating for a full spectrum hemp extract.
Exactly.
It's not the isolated version. It's not the refined version.
Yes.
It has it, and it's not just one thing, you know. Garlic has many compounds, many different, similar to cannabis, many different terpenes and natural compounds and ingredients that make up that kind of natural synergy.
Exactly. And much like mushrooms and, I mean, cannabis and all this stuff, we know a lot about it, but we don't know everything yet.
Right.
So, like, keeping that whole food source, I really love that concept. So with the garlic, one of the ways that we want to prepare it is we want it to be fresh, of course.
Yep.
We want it to be fresh. We don't want it to be dried in any way, roasted in any way. And what we like to do, and what, you know, people like Dr. Judy Morgan recommend, is you take the garlic, you chop it up, or, you know, they make those little garlic grinders or whatever.
Yep.
And you're basically breaking down that cell wall to produce allicin, this compound called allicin.
Ah,
and that is like one of the, I mean, it's the CBD of garlic.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's
like,
that's the compound we're really after. And so what you have to do is you have to break that up to release the allicin, but then you want to actually let it sit for about 10 minutes so that allicin actually has some time to form.
Is that how it works?
Exactly. Because it's not going to be that, like, kind of broken. I mean, dogs are gulpers, you know, they're not very much chewers. So we want to kind of break that down. But then after 10 minutes, feed it.
It's a similar thing. I learned this from Rodney Habib about the compound sulforaphane in broccoli. Same thing. When you chop up the broccoli, after about, I think it's like 15 minutes, you have increased the sulforaphane content by like 70% by just letting it actually sit there and the exposure to oxygen. Amazing.
That. Yeah, it's really cool. And I think, so like after that 10 minutes, you know, that allicin content can start to drop. And so that's why we kind of want to feed it right then and there.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Well, and like we talked about, everything in dosages, everything in moderation, I think it's important to clarify too. The dosaging.
Yeah, you do the dosage because I can never remember this properly.
So it's a quarter of a clove per 10 pounds of body weight, max 2 cloves. And I
say that again.
A quarter of a clove per 10 pounds of body weight.
Okay.
Max 2 cloves.
For any dog.
For any dog.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's per day.
Yep.
That is per day.
Yeah.
So, and then like for cats, you can also feed this to cats. Most cats come in around 10 pounds, so we keep it around that quarter clove mark.
Okay.
And then during flea and tick season, I would probably be feeding it 2 to 4 times times a week just to kind of get those compounds, you know, really moving in your dog's body and very present. And then, you know, the rest of the year might feed it once a week as sort of a maintenance thing.
So it doesn't have to be every day.
No, it doesn't have to be every day. I think once it gets in them, it's a strong compound, and that's exactly why we feed such a small amount of it. And that's what we mean too. You know, we've given you the correct dosage. So when you think about these dogs eating 20 to 40 cloves of garlic per day, I think that comes out to about 14 times the recommended amount. Think about if we drank 14 times the recommended amount of water. We would drown our organs.
Absolutely.
So it's all about dosage, but you know, garlic is absolutely safe for our pets. Onions are different. You know, onions we definitely want to steer clear from. Garlic is fantastic.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for doing this.
Yes, that's of course. Really thank you so much.
Are
thank you guys for watching.
Any questions or any?
So the fresh is better than the jar.
We're going to want to go with the fresh cloves. It's kind of similar to golden paste, where you want to add in freshly cracked black pepper. That's what really helps the absorption of the turmeric and the compounds in turmeric.
But
similar concept with garlic.
They do have like peeled garlic, shelled garlic at some grocery store.
That's
so
the easiest we have found.
Like, take a little bit of the work.
I am the lazy one who buys that stuff.
I hate peeling garlic.
I know. It's so
sticky.
It is.
I can't stand it.
Cool. Thank you so much,
Carter.
You
thank you.
You still don't believe me? Here's Dr. Judy Morgan talking about the wonderful benefits of giving garlic to dogs and cats. And as always, I'm Bryce with the BK Pets. Follow us for more dog and cat tips.